deeply. He knows your innermost thoughts and feelings and how hurt you are. God knows what joys you feel. From the mountaintops to the lowest of the low, God knows you and loves you. Some of you have been waiting because you think you must first deal with the bad habit that's going on in your life. No. God's already loving you up, folks. Let's say that. God's already loving me up. I like how that sounds, right? God's already loving me up. Now say it like you mean it. God's already loving me up. Oh, come on now. Have I put you to sleep? God's already loving me up. Now, come on, say it like you mean it. God's already loving me up. You see, this time of year, we see in a radical way God's priority in relationships and God's priority of His love for you and for me when we realize that God comes to your house because you don't feel good enough to come to His. Amen? And once we experience God's overwhelming love, Jesus says to us, Eric, do you see this woman? No, Eric, no. Through the facades, through the mask. Eric, do you see this woman? Jim, do you see this woman? Brad, do you see this woman? That's what Jesus is asking us today. Marge, do you see this woman? As we move into the week of Christmas, allow yourself to experience the love that God has for you through Jesus. Realize that you don't have to change before you come. You don't have to change before you come. Hey, by the way, news note, you don't have to change before you come. God loves you before you even considered it. And once you've experienced God's wondrous love for you, remember to see others as God saw you. Amen? Let's pray. Gracious and holy God, you truly are an amazing, loving God. And although we're just beginning to understand that love that you have for us, Lord, we ask for your powerful blessing to be upon us. Help us step out in faith before our understanding is complete. Help us, Lord. Anoint us, guide us, and direct us. Move us into what you are blessing, Lord. We thank you for all those that are gathered here. And I ask you, Lord, that something in this message today bothers them. I ask you, Lord, that something works on them so that they will be bothered and they might even cuss this preacher, Lord. And if it makes them closer to you, I'm okay with that. I love you, God. We love you. And we want to expand your kingdom in this community and around the world. Be with us. Help us and guide us so that we can look at others through the facades, through the masks, so that we can truly see, Lord. We ask you for your anointing so that our eyes will be open to see people as you see them. In Jesus' holy name, amen.